Well, that was an extrapolation of the beginning of our conference there, and trust that the biblical framework was helpful to those that will be listening to it maybe for the first time that are on our emailing list that have been requested to be a part of our assembly times. So we, of course, appreciate all those who are praying for us and who knew that we're in South Africa. So we always, with every assembly, have an opportunity to discuss, reflect, maybe even ask questions regarding the message, in this case, the message that was the introductory message to our time there in South Africa. So we will open this up to anyone who may have any comments or thoughts about who heard this for the first time as a message that I've spoken into through the years, but this was very accelerated and concentrated into one message. So if you have any thoughts, comments, or questions, you can do that. Yeah, here you go.
I really appreciated it. I mean, just to see, I think it's like, as you went through it, I could just see almost like the history of how the Lord has worked it into you, if that makes any sense at all. And I just appreciated it. I mean, and then just reflecting back, it's like, so to see the history of it, that the Lord worked into you to bring you to the place, you and Lori together, to where we are now, but how he instructed you guys in his purpose, and that you were willing to take off the grave clothes, as it were. And, I mean, it's like, that meant so much to me personally, of course. And then seeing just, I mean, I think reflecting whereas I made, just how the Lord brought me through different things, and I didn't have the words or the scriptures to go with it, but it defined. It was like, yeah, Lord, you did that. I mean, he's done it. He's done it in each one of us. And it was neat to see that softness of the Lord, I think, as he has worked his purpose into you guys. Mm-hmm. And then even what you said about you like hanging out with multiples of them until they're manifesting Satan's throne.
That's not you.
Yeah, I know, I'm teasing. But, and then...
That's the attachments.
That's the attachments. Yeah, they're not so fun. But then, I mean, you're always so kind to the person. And so once we get past the demonic smoke, or whatever, which drives everybody through the roof. Ritual activity. But, I don't know, I guess that was it. So just a thank you as well. See. Yeah.
I shared a little bit and didn't want to share on this, but here I am.
By the way, I just prayed about that.
Okay, fine. He said he prayed about it. But I just wanted to thank Doug and thank Lori, and just, it's so different. And I heard this all along the journey. People would tell me, you know, they didn't say it this way, but essentially they said, "You think it's bad now? Wait till you're on the other side and have to deal with people like you." And in so many ways, like, I'm nearing that side of the journey, and it's like hearing the spiritual context for what I just went through, you know, and am still coming out of in lesser degree, it's like, Lord, like, this is so much bigger. Like, I just put my head down, put my hand to the plow, and just didn't look up for the past, you know, 3 years. But I had no idea what he was doing personally and corporately in and through this, you know, grinding work. And just to be able to, like, in doing that, in taking a brief time to look back, I can really begin to receive grace and receive love and receive these things where it's like they've always been there, like the way people have loved me through this process, it's been incredible, but it's not been till recently that I've been able to actually receive it and just in vulnerability say, I can't earn this. I never could earn it. I never will earn it, but I can accept it. And kind of it starts with people, and then my heart opens to the Lord. Okay, I never could earn it. I never will earn it, but I receive your love. Mm-hmm. In the context of all I wanted to be and didn't live up to, in the context of all I was that I never wanted to be, in the context of I'm becoming the person I never thought I could be. And just hearing the spiritual framework and just that what this is in a terms of consummating the age so that the Lord can return, it's like, what an adventure, and what a huge thing that's going on that I get to be part of. It's like an honor. Like, yes, this process, the last 30, you know, some odd years of my life has been, has the main overtones of terror, fear, and horror, but there's been that undercurrent that's never changed of the faithfulness of God and His love and His grace, and in the deepest depths He's met me, and this coming out into a place of joy, that broad place that it talks about in the Psalms, that He rescued me because He delighted in me, and letting that kind of wash over me, the point where it's like, you reach a place where it's like, well, what harm was really done to me all these years? What, from a place when you look with eternal eyes, what harm was done to my life? And you can see it from an eternal view and say, if I truly set my eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and continue this process, there is only gain. There is only eternal gain in learning to overcome and learning to obey and learning to enter into His rest, that the harm that was done in the past is temporal and not eternal. And yes, I bear scars. Yes, I have PTSD. Yes, I'm not all the way done, but the Lord's doing something that never could have been done outside of what I've been through. Not just personally, but corporately.
Mm. You know, I appreciate that, both of you. you know, in terms of where you are, you know, it's been months since there's been any DID system. But as the life essence, Neshama, core essence, is being released out of past nonverbal states and is coming forward into the present and integrating into the present, not as a separate part, but that which is the life essence extracted and taken into death, as that's coming out of these places of death, then I see a corresponding life. So with every release, as horrific as it is, and with the abreactions that attend it, where we're not even talking about a DID system anymore, the integration at a core level is where you are aware that when you're abreacting, you never did escape. I mean, you're not able to dissociate. Well, abreaction is the reversal of that trauma in terms of integration with the present. So, yeah, I'm a witness to that. And so when denial comes up, I always remind you, well, what have you just been through the last few years? Where did that come from? Did you make all that up? And if so, why? What would be the motive? And, of course, no answer to that, you know. You can't make this stuff up. So I appreciate your sharing. So anyone else have any thoughts? Comments about that? Yes, go ahead, Connie.
Yeah, I was real touched by this too. I felt I could identify with Addie in that I felt kind of teary-eyed several times throughout this. But in a sense, what it felt like to me, it's like you're down here in this thing called life, and it's like you're caught in the mud and fall in a pit and you climb back out, and there's good times and there's bad, and all you're aware of so often is like, or I should say all I'm aware of a lot of times is I'm here, I'm showing up for life, you know. And so what this felt like to me is like getting lifted up out of it. Mm-hmm. Like you're in this drone up here and you get to see the panoramic view that's what it is. It's like giving a panoramic view of our experience, our life, in a very short amount of time. And really what stood out to me was where you talked about the bookends, the first and first coming and second coming. And it's only a few weeks ago when you had mentioned something about that, that I even had that thought before. I had never heard that before. And so today when you did that real concise little short little teaching on that, seeing that we're right in here in this little space of time here. And
between it's Pentecost and the rapture.
Yeah, and it's huge. I mean, all that God is doing, and he has chosen us to be a part of that time in history. And so then the other thing that stood out like was when you're talking about Lazarus and the grave clothes, you know, so Jesus didn't go over and say, here, let me help you out here. Or he could have just said, hey, clothes fall off, and it would have fell off of him. But he wanted man to be involved, and he wants us to be involved. And I still struggle with that part of it, kind of coming through from this end, still filling in now and then, like, is it not enough that I went through that? Can I just, like, really just have, like, enjoy life now a little bit, you know? And he's like, yeah, you can have that. But you also are called, he gave his life. You guys invest a lot of time. So I'm going to ask you to share what I've given to you. It's like, not now, please. I mean, you know, let me enjoy this a little bit longer. I haven't had enough time to get to enjoy a little bit of what you're doing in my life. So that's where I get kind of extreme then, like, I gotta be thinking of ways to make this happen. You know, I don't never have to worry about it. I mean, God just plops something in front of me. But where I just have to be more like plopping you in front of me. Yes, Addie's staying at our house right now. So I think those are some of my double, I get into these like double bind things, you know, like it's like, it's got to be all like, let me just enjoy this. Or it's got to be all real busy and serious. And I think what he's doing is wanting to blend things more for me internally. But today, this kind of lifted me out of this space and time, just lifted me up here and kind of let me see the overview of what God's after. Like Corrie Ten Boom would say, like the backside of the tapestry. It's like getting to see a little bit more on the backside of what God's doing. And we need that. And anybody wanting to get involved or God's wanting to get involved, they're probably just pushed into it. And pastors and so forth, they need to have this context or there's not going to be any grace to go on. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate you ladies sharing. I don't mean to say to follow up that, but that just that helped too, because I think I have got a perspective of where, especially where we all started. You know, Doug didn't have a clue how to even spell DID at that point. And then...
Sally, when I first heard about MPD, I asked, where do you find MPD in the Bible?
Yeah, right, yeah. So that's where he's come from, and being having the privilege to be part of that process too, and then to hear the message today, I was kind of like, Diane is like, wow, that's really cool. And especially when you said you'd rather be with a multiple. Wow, now that's a miracle. Because my reflect back on, I would just show up on your doorstep randomly and you'd be met with by you and Lori, and your faces would just say a horror pictures of enduring the cross. But I see that as that you just didn't say no to the cross. I mean, there were times that you had to work through things, obviously.
Pause a little bit.
Yeah, but as you didn't say no to the cross, and that's where I'd encourage those who are being launched into this kicking and screaming, as we don't say no to the Lord, then God works that in, because that really is a miracle. That's not, I don't know, that's Doug's heart. Well, it is now. But see, I mean, that becomes, it be, they you know, both Doug and Lori, they worked, the cross has worked into them in such a marvelous way throughout the years that this message that you said, it's your message now. And before, you know, 30 years ago, you, like you said, you stood up and you knew all the right words and everything, but but I remember distinctly that day as you were giving all the word in our assembly, and then I think you don't even remember this, you said, oh, I think the Lord is telling you that this is the death of the preacher, and I'm like, oh, that's it, Lord, that's the signal. And something in me just opened up, mm-hmm. and that was in 1990. And so as things began to open up in a deeper realm through your saying, all right, you know, I can't no longer give these messages anymore. There's something, Lord, that's got to become a reality. And I think that's what your heart was saying. And to hear you even say that 1976, if you wanted to know what this parenthesis was, what was holding it up. And the Lord would, and I don't even think I realized that, because the Lord would even tell me that, because, you know, because of everything that you guys would go through. He would just always reaffirm in me, I'm answering Doug and Lori's prayers. Oh, just go forward. Keep going forward. So any person who's DID working through this, don't shrink back, because you'll see the horror and you want to protect that person in front of you. Because when I did protect, try to hold back, then Doug and Lori's like, you're really making it worse. Just let it rip, you know? And I can understand that, and that's really what sabotaged, I think, and delayed a lot of things in my life, is when I tried to protect them from myself. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and so I've had to learn that, but then God does work all things together for Him. So as we keep going forward and lay hold of Christ, He's the only way to be able to hasten His coming, mm-hmm. and to present the bride without a spot and wrinkle. So I appreciated those pictures that John Mark said, that I was looking at that beautiful bride there. I thought, wow, just imagine us as a church being presented that way. I mean, how beautiful that one bride was, but boy, I want to weep and cry and rejoice and sing hallelujah all at the same time. Just I mean, just what a marvelous thing that would be and it'll all be worth it then.
Anyone else? Well, I think Wednesday we'll close out. This is the beginning. And Wednesday, Lori closed out the seminar with some things she shared. So we will cover that on Wednesday. So you'll have an opportunity to hear what Lori shared from the Word. And it was kind of extemporaneous, because she didn't have anything planned. But as the conference is going on, God began to formulate different scriptures. So that by the time we got to the end, she had all these different notes and scriptures that, you know, God gave her during the conference. So yeah, we'll just show you how it ended, and had Lori come in and speak at the end, which is really special. Also, those that have not heard Nadine or Michelle's testimony, it's really, really amazing. I mean, it's worth listening to. So you can go to the SRADID page in South African seminar, day one and two. It's at the first half of day one, but it's very much worthwhile listening to their testimony. I want to just speak into that which represents the ends of the ages. If you could look at the entire sweep of the Old Testament revelation in Hebrews chapter 1, 1 and 2, God had spoken to many portions, many ways through the prophets, through the tabernacle, through the Levitical service, through various types and shadows that we see converging and becoming a unified, living person in Jesus Christ, the whole book of Hebrews, better priesthood, better sacrifice, somewhat better than Moses, better than angels, better than Joshua. You know, we see the superiority of Christ in every way. So we see all these types and shadows, and then when Jesus is born as an individual, the ends plural, the first end consummates in him. He comes and he fulfills God's purpose as the last Adam, and he is constituted to become the second man to be imparted to the church, the Holy Spirit, from Pentecost onward. So that end consummates in Christ, and he's the image of the invisible God. Then with the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, then we see in Isaiah 53:10, he shall see his seed and prolong his days. So we are his seed. We're the seed of God. 1 John, was it 3:8? The one who is begotten of God does not habitually practice sin because his seed abides in him. He's not able to practice sin. So the seed of Christ comes in at Pentecost, and that's the beginning of the church. And now this Christ, who is the end of the ages prophetically, is now during the age of the church, the mystery, is being formed in us as the image of God, Colossians 1:15-17. He's the image of the invisible God. So as the Christ becomes a corporate embodied head and body Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:12-13, then that's the template for the remaining history of this world, the millennium, right on into the eternal state. So you have everything that led up to Christ, the Christ event. That's one end. Christ, the consummation of all that which was prophetically anticipated. And then from Pentecost to the rapture, we have the template formation of the Christ, head and body, the mystery, so that from the rapture, beginning with the Daniel 7 being fulfilled, the other ends, the book end, begins to be fulfilled in the day of the Lord, right on through the millennium and the eternal state. So these two ends are brought together in Christ's first advent and corporately during the church age. And when that purpose is consummated, the church is glorified in heaven and then returns with Christ at the second advent. 1,000 years, the ends will reach their goal. Christ and the church glorified, the ends of prophetic history will be completely realized historically in the 1,000-year reign of Christ. So it's really a big deal. Okay, I mean, it's not like small. I mean, it takes a God size thinking to put this all together and see it happen. And to think that he's integrally involved with every member that makes up the Christ, and every member is like a snowflake. Snowflakes are made up of H2O, right? But every crystal, you can never find an exact duplicate. It's all that frozen H2O, but every snowflake is different. So you put it all together in this massive, unified, glorified church, you have the glory of God in Christ manifest. That's what you see in Revelation 21 and 22. So this is kind of wrapping things up where we are now. We're at the end of the end. So yeah, and by the way, Amir Safadi has just released his book called The Last Hour. And you can get it off his website. It's called Behold Israel. And I'm really looking forward to reading that. He's such a squared away person and believer in the Lord. And he is really a person without guile. You can see he's just clean and very humble and joyful. And, you know, it'd be great to meet him. So, anything else before we close? Okay. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather, and we ask your blessing on this message. And as we conclude our summary and reflection of our time in South Africa, prepare us for that, which would be Lori's sharing at the close of our time there in South Africa, as we look to you as we gather again. And we just commit this to you and trust you to work out into our lives that which is the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ that we have yet to attain and to appropriate and come into. So we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.